You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, October the 29th. You know, if you really want to listen to this podcast and if you want to get information on the Sixers 5 days a week, it's best to subscribe here. To this podcast. Now, again, you could go to Philly.com and go to the Sixers page or pick up the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News, and you will, you know, get Sixers information. I mean, we come every day of week, every day of the week. We have Sixers stuff. But in regards to the podcast, if you want to listen and hear my thoughts 5 days a week in regards to the 76ers, just subscribe to the Locked On Sixers podcast on the Locked On Network, and I have you covered. Today, you know, I want to talk about Robert Covington and Dario Saric. You know, the 76ers are 3-3. We all know about Markelle Fultz's situation. It's been well documented to a point that I'm not going to say it's getting repetitive, but I think that Markelle is becoming the easy guy to pick on, so to speak. It's like, hey, I want to talk about someone. Let me talk about Markelle. We all know that Joel Embiid is having a phenomenal season thus far, averaging 29.2 points, 12.7 rebounds. He has 14 blocks on the season. You know, so Joel's having a great season. J.J. Redick is averaging 20.2 points. You know, Redick is shooting 41.8% on threes. And Ben Simmons is back to being Ben Simmons. He's a guy who, man, a guy who, despite shooting the ball from the perimeter, is a double-double, triple-double machine. You know, so, you know, these three guys are having a lot of success. Now, Brett Brown said the team needs help. He wants people to step up. Now, the people who really need to step up is, in my opinion, are Covington and Saric, Dario Saric. You know, Robert Covington right now is the team's third leading scorer. And Dario is the fifth leading scorer. Covington at 13.7 points per game. And Dario at 12. Now, it sounds good statistically speaking. But if you watch the games, you see where both players have been extremely inconsistent. I mean, you know, they'll get their points at the end of the game, but when you look at the shooting, you know, it's really not that good. Now, again, Covington is the team's best three-point shooter at 44.4%. So when I say, like, you look at the shooting, you're going to say, Pompey, what are you talking about? You know, no, I take that back. At 43.6%, that's what he's shooting. But overall, he's shooting 44%. And, you know, he has a tendency of missing bunnies and stuff like that. And you look at Dario, and Dario's only shooting 38% from the field. That's not good, y'all. He's shooting 27% on threes. That's horrible, y'all. But the thing is, when you look at it, you look at Covington to be a 3-and-D guy. He's a first-team all-defensive performer from last season. So his job is to basically stick the opposing team's best wing and try to be Mr. Lockdown on that person. Now, I got criticized yesterday for saying he did a great job on Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker dropped 37. But Covington made him attempt 31 shots to get 37. And if you notice, a lot of Kemba Walker, a good portion of his points came from the foul line where he was 12 for 14. He only made 11 attempts. He was 3 for 15 on threes. So much of their offense ran through him, and he just kept launching and launching and launching. And when you factor in that he missed 20 shots, He missed 12 threes, and most of his points came on the foul line. Covington did a heck of a job on him. Now, Covington needs to continue that. Like I said, he needs to be more consistent. Because he just really does, especially, you know, this week. You know, today the Sixers play the Atlanta Hawks. Tomorrow they go to Toronto. Toronto is going to be the Kawhi Leonard showcase. So that's going to be a tough draw for Cuff. That's going to be a reality check. Now, Atlanta, you know, I expect him to do what Covington typically does when they play struggling teams. He just dominates these guys. There's nothing that they can do against us. I expect Covington to have another solid performance, as I expect the Sixers to win. But in order for them to beat Toronto, I think that Covington has to have a very good showing. Now, again, I'm not expecting him to shut down Kawhi, but I expect him, in order for them to win, for him to at least limit him and at least have a solid game, right? It's going to be a tough task, but hey, we're talking about a first-team all-defensive performer, so he'll have to show something. The same thing for the Clippers and then Detroit. You know, they have to play better. You know, they have to play better. Now, they do close out. See, they play the Clippers on Thursday. They play Detroit on Saturday. And they close out the week or Sunday on against Brooklyn. You know, they'll have a phenomenal game, that one. I believe they'll do that against Brooklyn. Now, the thing with Dario, the thing that strikes me with Dario is that, yes, he always has a slump at the beginning of the season. Always. A lot of it comes from being tired, you know, playing for the Croatian national team. Like, he loves his country. His country, you know, his country loves him. And for these guys overseas, especially the Europeans, it means a lot to play for your national team. A lot. So you just have to deal with that. Him coming in the season tired. Him coming in a little bit of a slump. However, this year it looks a little different. It looks like he looks like a guy who doesn't know his role. He looks like a guy, whenever he gets the ball, he wants to hurry up and shoot it because he doesn't know when the opportunities are coming. Also, I might add that he's not really a good fit for what they're trying to do right now. You know, when Markel Fultz is in the game, Markel Fultz's strength is to get out and go and basically, you know, roll to the basket, do all these other things. Well, Dario, as much as he keeps up with that, he's better suited for a half-court set where you can have Embiid on a high pick, on a high block, and Dario down low, and you could dump it down to him, and he scores that way. Also, when you get nowadays with this up-tempo style, a lot of teams have these athletic power forwards, you know, guys who can get out and go, these like kind of like hybrid guys. And, you know, and I'm just not a knock against Dario, but he just doesn't have the foot speed to keep up with these guys. You know, he's a dude that, you know, he's a traditionalist. I'm not saying the game has passed him by because he is a you know, he does attempt threes and he does, he tries hard and he does whatever he can. He's a valuable player. But his weakness is guarding athletic force. That's his weakness. And also his strength is feeding him the ball and doing stuff. Right now, you know, when you think about it, if you got Ben, Markel, Embiid, Dario on the floor, Dario's at best the fourth option. And that's, you know, and I know that Markel's not shooting the ball, but it's one of those things where, you know, Dario has become an afterthought, it seems like it appears at times in the offense. So when he gets the ball, a lot of times it's like he's trying to get it up, get the shots up. You know, he's trying to get it up, get a rhythm. It's hard for him to get one. So, you know, I think that to say he needs to get in a better rhythm, maybe the Sixers need to, you know, feed him a bone more often, give him some plays, you know, more often just to get him going. And Covington at the meanwhile has to just be a little bit more consistent moving forward. Until everybody talks about Sixers making a trade. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But at the same time, until they do, these two guys have to really step up their game and become more consistent for this team to be successful. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.